Plattner formally withdraws from Senate race. Democrats to hold convention to pick new nominee. Maine Democratic Senate nominee Graham Plattner submitted his official withdrawal from the state's race July 10 following sexual assault allegations against him that he has vehemently denied. Plattner, who would have faced off against incumbent Senator Susan Collins later this year, addressed the allegations last week in a post on X amid calls from his own party for him to exit the contest, and said he was suspending campaign operations. "My name may have been on the ballot, but that ballot line belongs to the people of Maine," Plattner's withdrawal letter read, which he posted on X. "Please consider this notice as my official withdrawal from consideration for this office." He leaves the Democratic side of Maine's U.S. Senate race rudderless 4 months ahead of the November 3 general election. His dropping out came 3 days before the July 13 deadline that allows the party to replace him on the ticket. Maine's Secretary of State released a statement July 10 confirming receipt of Plattner's withdrawal letter. Because he exited the race before July 13, Plattner's name will not appear on the ballot, and his party may replace him. The deadline to name a replacement is July 27. Maine has no guidelines for how a replacement candidate is chosen, according to the Secretary of State's release, only that the individual must be a qualified person. There are a number of candidates lined up who could replace him on the ballot. The Maine Democratic Party announced Friday that it will hold a nominating convention on July 25 to select a new candidate for the November ballot, with 601 delegates expected to participate, according to a statement. "The convention will be fair, representative, and as transparent as possible as we all come together in service of our ultimate goal, defeat Susan Collins and win the Senate seat," the party stated. Top prospects include former Maine State Senator Troy Jackson, COVID-19-era Maine health official Dr. Nirav Shah, and Maine's Secretary of State, Shenna Bellows. The stakes are huge because the Democrats are counting on defeating Susan Collins in order to be able to take back the Senate, David Schultz, a political scientist at Hamline University, told the Epoch Times. "Democrats need to win 4 Senate seats this midterm election to gain control of the upper house." The party considers Maine among their primary targets to flip away from Collins, who was first elected in 1996 and is seeking her 6th term. The Democratic nominee for governor of Maine, Hannah Pingree, called the allegations against Plattner deeply disturbing, noting that much is at stake this election cycle. "Democrats need a nominee who can beat Susan Collins in November. Graham Plattner is no longer that candidate," Pingree wrote in a post on X. "Graham Plattner tapped into something real. Voters hungry for change showed up with real passion and energy. That energy doesn't have to go away. It needs a new candidate to carry it forward." Politico reported on July 6 that 41-year-old Maine resident Jenny Rasico had a sporadic relationship with Plattner for more than 2 years. The woman alleged the former congressional candidate entered her home uninvited and intoxicated in 2021, forcing himself on her despite numerous objections. Rasico told Politico she ended contact with Plattner following the alleged incident and did not file a police report. "We are suspending campaign operations," Plattner said in a video posted on X. "This is incredibly difficult because I know many will think of it as an admission of guilt. It most certainly is not." Plattner and his campaign claimed the accusations were coached and coordinated by out-of-state operatives and noted the timing of it a week before Maine's ballot deadline. Top Democratic lawmakers within his state and out were calling for him to drop the race after the Politico report. "Enough is enough. Graham Plattner needs to step aside," Senator Cory Booker wrote on X. Other congressmembers who voiced their concerns about Plattner following the allegations and demanded he step aside included Senator Elizabeth Warren, Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand, Senator Ruben Gallego, Representative Ro Khanna, and others. Warren, Gallego, and Khanna had campaigned with Plattner ahead of Maine's primary election. In a New York Times report, Rasico had previously described Plattner's behavior as reckless and unsettling. She told Politico she did not detail the sexual assault allegation at the time. The New York Times also published a report last month of other accusations against Plattner from Lindsay Fifield, a Republican strategist who dated him. She alleged the former Senate nominee once twisted her arm and committed other acts of physical aggression, which Plattner has denied. the man has faced much scrutiny over his short-lived political career, including over sexually explicit messages sent to women during his marriage, past online posts, and a tattoo resembling a Nazi SS symbol he claimed he had not understood and had covered up.